5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios. I walked in the studio and Tanner Schwint's just still sitting here. I don't think you ever left from Good Morning NoCo this morning. I was going to have Brian in too, but apparently he has stuff to do.
Yeah, I don't. So you just keep me here for as long as you need.
Anybody got any ideas?
You got sports, right?
Yeah, we do. We're going to be talking about some sports today, man. But I do want to tell you guys about what I saw today.
That was insane. It took me a long time. It felt like one of those, because you took a picture of it, as you should. You sent it to me, and I'm like, what am I looking for here? There's a cat running here. There's this. I'm like looking for what's off, and then I finally found it.
I'm driving west. I'm not going to say where I was because I don't want to give away that person's house. I edited the picture that I posted, so I didn't give the address.
You were actually at the house.
No, I'm driving down the road, and so I pulled over because you don't see this every day. I look up at the roof, and I see something moving. I'm like, wonder what that's too big to be a bird or an eagle. So I pulled over. It's a dog. What kind of dog is that?
Looks like a pit bull.
Okay, it's a pit bull on the roof of this house. And then there's a cat, like, running around down below the house. And there's a guy, like a kid or something, that's just hanging around. I'm like, do I say something here? This is weird. So there's a dog on the roof. And it's crazy. So roof dog.
Who let the dogs out?
This.
That's the question.
Isn't that weird?
That's the age-old question.
Isn't that a weird thing, though?
It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
I've never seen a dog on a roof before.
Never. I'm gonna say that's the first for me.
Got
for
that
sure.
Picture in the middle of the show with just, it's going to be a weird day.
Yeah, it's going to. So I put it up on social media, again, edited it so that the address is not there because I don't want people to go, hey, it's the crazy dog on the roof guy.
Way to be responsible on that. Yeah. I don't think I would have thought of that.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't think I would have seen the dog either.
Well, I'm very observant when it comes to animals. Yes, and I'm like, I can easily get confused where I am suddenly because I'm like, there's a bald eagle. I'm on the road. Ah!
You've kind of got some sort of weird power with animals. It's kind of like that Disney princess power.
Yeah, I feel like a Disney princess.
They just follow you.
Mm-hmm.
You had the bird.
It's actually kind of true because I had a meeting last week with some good friends of ours that are going to be working with us. Consider it there. And I walk in and they have this little tiny dog. It's just barking like crazy, just going. And they're like, you know, normally once she calms down, she'll just kind of cower and stuff. She was all over me the whole time. I mean, she was wanting to get close, and I'm petting her, and then she wants more pets, and she's cuddling on my leg. And I don't even like dogs. I'm not a big dog person. I you know, animals, I don't want you slobbering on me, bro. I'm not that kind of guy. And so when I go to your house or somebody's house, and they have a dog inside, and they want me to pet it and stuff, I'm like, great, that got that out of the way. It's over. Now I'll go wash my hands, and we can resume this fun time. Nope, it's coming back for more, and now it's slobbering. They sense it in me, and they all just hang around me. All these animals just flock around me. It's crazy.
Well, the awkward thing is when you go to somebody's house, because I'm with you. I'm not an inside dog person. I believe that dogs belong outside. And it's awkward when you go to somebody's house, and you have to sit down. And their couch is just covered in dog hair.
Oh, yeah.
How do you politely say, you know what?
I'm good. Don't want to sit down.
I'll stand.
Well, because we dabbled with an indoor dog for a moment. And he was from the hell that is hell. And no, if you call almost biting your infant, your newborn, awesome. Yeah, thanks for that, Tanner. Yeah. We actually took him to a farm after that. We actually did. We found a farm for him. Not like back when I was a kid. Took him to a farm. Dad, we are on a farm. Yeah, we took him to another farm.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I never did.
He was awesome in small doses.
Well, yeah, you got to see him once, and now you never would have seen him now because you never come over and hang out anymore. So we had.
Did you just invite me in to crap on me?
No, you were here when I walked in.
What?
It's how we started the program. I said you were sitting in the studio.
Okay.
It's fine.
Oh,
it's, well, you're tracking. No, I brought you in because you said you wanted to argue with me about something.
Yeah, your poll question. Actually.
Why do you want to argue with me?
Because
it's a question.
Well, yeah, but you think that CSU needs to have a winning record for it to be considered not
correct.
A failure,
yes.
Right? I think you get to the 5-6 win mark, that's not a failure.
Six would be okay. You wouldn't have a. I don't say they need to have a winning record. They can't have a losing record.
So if they go 5-5-8, that's a failure. Is it 5-8? The 13 games?
Yeah, 2 games better than Steve Adazio. So you upgraded from Norvell. You get all these transfers from Nevada that are ready to go now, and you can win two more games than Steve Adazio.
They're ready to go now, but I mean, Clay Millen hasn't taken a snap in a college football game yet. And that's, okay. I mean, we know that's the most
I'll wager
part.
Right now that Clay Millen's better than Todd Senteo.
Well, oh, yeah.
Right now. Right. I'll put that out there.
I completely agree with that. But there's adjustments that come along the way. I think if they win five games after the mess, the absolute shambled mess that Steve Adazio left this program in, I think five wins, that's a success. I think that no matter what they do, if their attendance is up, if that fan relation stays the way that it is, that's a success. I think it's going to be really difficult for Jay Norvell to fail this year because the bar, you know, this is an analogy that Kyle Clark used on Good Morning NoCo this morning. Like, the limbo bar is on the ground right now. You just have to step over it. Like, that's all you have to do.
And I disagree with that 100%. Because the transfer portal raises the expectations. It's not like Jay Norvell has to wait 2 years for Torrey Horton to play football now. So Nevada won eight games last year.
Yeah.
The key players, other than their quarterback, came over to Colorado State. And he got Nevada up and rolling pretty quickly before the transfer portal. When his first year, they didn't have that.
Right.
So I don't think that the bar is on the ground. And if that's the way you're viewing it, then this is why, again, I say this to you all the time. It's why we can't have nice things.
Well, no, it's on the ground because of what Steve Adazio did to that program and what the expectations have been around Colorado State. And already what Jay Norvell has done is bought time. He's bought himself time.
So you're not
he's
upset
taken
at
pressure.
All if they win four games.
No, I'm not.
One game better than Steve Adazio.
Not after the first year. And I said this back when Brian was doing his own show on the Good Afternoon Guy. We stepped in after the press conference. What Norvell has done has bought himself time, and I even said on that day, I said, we need to temper our expectations for what's about to happen. The excitement level, I think that they're a bowl team.
So what are you excited for this year? What are you excited for? Three wins?
I know. I think they're a bowl team. That's what I'm saying. I don't think we have to worry about whether
they're a
failure.
So if you think they're a bowl team and they win four games, you're satisfied with that. You're telling me that your expectations are for CSU to go to a bowl game, and if they win 3-4, you're still saying it's a fine season?
I just don't think Jay Norvell can fail this year. I don't think...
He's not going to get fired. So the ultimate failure is firing. But every season is its own book, and if you're telling me that you think that they're a bowl team, but they win four games, they failed what you thought.
Personally, it's a prediction on where I think they're at in the rest of the Mountain West. Like, I think Nevada's going to be in shambles, obviously, after they lost everybody there. I think Wyoming's got an interesting... I was listening to Cody Tucker yesterday on your program. You know, sad news about Buck Coors, too. But, you know, I was listening to... Wyoming's down this year. I think just what CSU does have... Yeah, they can compete, but I'm not going to be up in arms and pissed off if they don't. As long as they don't go 0-4, which they're not going to, but as long as they don't do that, it's not a failure. I don't think the CSU Rams football team can fail this year.
Let me just help paint the picture then, because if you're saying three wins, you say he can't fail if he doesn't go 0-4. So if they lose to, let's look at some of the bad teams last year that they're going to be playing.
Right.
Middle Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they lose to that team, are you cool? You're like, oh, it's all good. Jay Norvell's here. Doesn't matter.
In the grand scheme of things, would I be upset about it? Yeah, you probably should win that game. But that's the second game. You're coming off of playing Michigan. You know, the high of playing the number 6 or number 8 ranked team, depending on where you look at what ranking. And then coming back home to a Middle Tennessee State University.
To Big Sky Conference Sacramento State.
You're not upset? They've lost to FCS programs before.
So 0-3 now. You're still fine.
Well, I mean, I'm worried, but I'm not like, hey, you know.
You go on the road to Nevada. They punch you in the mouth.
You lose to Nevada, that's going to be
a tough one as
well.
So now you're 0-4. You're 0-5. You know, Washington State's in there, too.
Yeah.
Which I think is an interesting one. They should win that game, too, but it's a Pac-12 team. So.
Right. Which we know that the conferences don't mean a whole lot.
He's not getting fired. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. I agree with you that he has done enough to give himself grace in that regard. But you can still view a season as a failed season without saying Jay Norvell's got to go. I mean, you can still do that.
Progress.
I mean, last year the Nuggets, you could argue, had a failed season. But other than you, nobody's clamoring for Michael Malone to be fired.
Progress is, I mean, that's all he has to do. If they go win three games, then I suppose, yeah. But, you know, when I voted on your poll question earlier today, the options were more than three wins, right? Winning mm-hmm. record, was it bowl eligible, and then winning the Mountain West.
Yeah, Method Flow Products poll question. It would be considered a failed season if the CSU Rams don't win more games than last season, which was three, don't have a winning record, don't make a bowl appearance, or don't win the Mountain West title.
I said don't win more than three games. That's where I'm at. Because if you win more than three games, that's progress from a guy that is just taking over the reins of a program that was so disoriented and disheveled when Steve Adazio left it. It's like CSU football fans are learning to fall in love with the game all over again because they got beat up so bad by the last person trying to lead their program.
Let me do this. Steve Adazio was criticized heavily for saying at the end that this thing was in such disarray when I got here. It was so bad. So we were mad at that, rightfully so, but you're willing to give Jay Norvell the same excuse, right?
Right, because we see something, or we saw what happened with Steve Adazio. I mean, didn't he leave, you know, the athletic organization in a far worse place than he had it?
Yeah.
Maybe the bar was low, but then he just dropped it to the floor.
Yeah, but you brought in, I think the transfer portal does change those expectations for CSU.
So if they win five games, if they're 5-8,
I'm satisfied with five wins.
Yeah, that's not a failed season, right?
It's close, but I'm not predicting them necessarily to go to a bowl. I am right on that five or six.
What's your record? Yeah, what's your
record? Five or six.
5 or 6 wins?
Yeah. I'm looking around. I'm looking at their schedule now.
Michigan loss.
Loss. They're going to be
Middle Tennessee win.
I think the Washington State game's probably that we're going to go back and look. Is that the fifth or is that the sixth win?
Yeah, that's a swing game.
Sacramento
there.
State, I have them winning. On the road at Nevada, I have
that's
them winning.
Yeah.
They're home against Utah State. That one's tough. I'm just going to say Utah State wins that game.
Right. I mean that was the miscue on the field goal last
year.
That was the difference.
But Utah State's projected to be better this year.
Yeah.
So
we've got a special teams coordinator now. So.
That's true. Home against Hawaii, I think they win that game.
Yep.
At Boise State, that's a loss. At San Jose State, that's a win. They won that game last year.
Yeah.
Home against Wyoming,
that's a win.
That's tough. That's going to be a tough game. Can their defense stop that rushing attack that Wyoming has? What do I have? What do I have then? I have Middle Tennessee. I have Washington State.
You think they beat
I'm just
going to
give them that. Sacramento State, so I have three wins. Nevada, four wins. Five wins, Hawaii. Okay, so San Jose State, I have them winning. I think I do have them losing to Wyoming and Air Force. No doubt Air Force.
Yeah.
New Mexico.
That's probably a win.
Okay, so.
So you've got them at eight wins? So I was shocked by it. So Kevin Lytle was on Good Morning NoCo yesterday. He had them coming out at 7-6. Is that
Which
right?
Is, when you do break it down, that's what I'm saying, though.
There's swing games in
So
there.
The expectations are.
But is two games different? If we're sitting here, let's just say seven wins are high expectations for CSU,
mm-hmm.
and they win five. That's not a failed season.
It's not. It's not a failed season. Four is a failed. Four to me is a failed season. All this hoopla, and all this stuff, which I love, I'm absolutely infatuated with it, resulted in one win extra the following season
in the first year
when you brought in. See, and if the transfer portal didn't exist, there's zero expectations.
Right.
But the transfer portal exists, and unlike CU and Wyoming and UNC, and UNC's had some of that to their benefit, but CSU really benefited this season from the transfer portal.
Yeah.
So that's why my expectations are five to bowl game.
Isn't it? I mean, yeah. I mean, I think five to bowl game. I think they're bowl eligible this year, but it's not going to, I mean, bowl eligible is six wins. It's not going to have me write off Jay Norvell and his staff if they win four.
No. But you're not going to be in panic mode.
I'm going to say, all right. Now you've got 1 year, and as you go, I'm quick on the trigger with coaches. I am. I instantly. Like
I think
you want
Hackett gone.
Michael, maybe.
Poor guy's 1-0.
Yeah, I know, right? No, but this guy in Norvell has bought himself plenty of time, and we as fans and media members as well, you need to give this guy a little bit of time.
Oh, no.
And give him grace.
The question isn't, is he fired at the end of the season?
No, I'm not saying that.
But is it a failed season?
I... And this is what, and listen, you've got, there's no sports talk out there that has the finger on the pulse of CSU fans better than you. So let me ask this question to you. What are the expectations of the CSU fans? What are the expectations? Are they expected to be, you know, a bowl team? What are they expecting? Or are they just sitting there right now so happy to finally have that Steve Adazio guy out of here?
39% of the Hooligans, and this vote's going crazy, if they don't have a winning record.
That's leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
What's followed by that?
Don't make a bowl appearance.
Really?
Yep. I'm telling you, man. People's expectations are up.
Is it expectations? Like, is it really expectations, or is it honestly hopes and hype? That's what I want to know. Looking at it, you take away the hope and the hype of being a fan, and you break this down. First-year coach at CSU.
But we just broke down the schedule, and we all came up with, like, just easily, without even really dissecting this, and 7 to 8 wins is pretty achievable. We wouldn't be doing that if we didn't believe that they should be a good team this year. So that's why I'm saying, if we're sitting here breaking it down going, oh, 7 wins, man. There could be 8 right there. Well, I mean, you said Washington State, the swing game. So if you do anything less than that, then it would be your expectations were not met.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to beat Michigan, so.
Yeah, they will be.
you lay in the 27.5
If they beat Michigan, Jay Norvell's gone the next day. He's got a job. Probably Michigan.
He is probably gone
the next day. You beat a proposed playoff team on the road, your first time court. There's just no way.
No, I know.
Are you upset if...
Are you laying the 27.5?
No, I don't touch
CSU plus 27.5?
I told Angel yesterday I don't touch those.
So I already said it to everybody out there on Good Morning NoCo. Bet the over on all the CSU games. Bet the over. Because their offense is going to put
what
up
if
points.
The over's like 53?
Bet it. Life's too short to bet the under, Brady.
What if you don't have money and then you're broke? That's your advice.
Bet the over.
This is the same guy that told us to take the Rockies to beat the Cardinals last week in that Kyle Freeland game. No. Yes, you told Brian and I in my office.
Do you have any proof of that, Angel?
I cannot speak. I was not there.
Thank you.
See? Brady, I'm loving the Rockies in the under tonight. It was like 18-4.
No.
And Kyle Freeland rocked.
It was 9-5. God, the Rockies suck, don't they? What idiot would
have put $50
on? Yeah, what? Oh, no, the bus has been
dead
and gone.
It's the bottom of the Grand Canyon right now.
No, it's dead and gone. But what idiot would have put $50 on them to make the playoffs at the start of the year?
I don't know.
What absolute moron would have done that?
And yet, you want me to bet the over on all the CSU games? You're not helping me out feel good about this, man.
Yeah, but always bet the over. Don't bet the under. Unders are boring. When you're watching a football game, do you want to sit there and say, boy, I hope this is a 7-0
type of
game?
I'm not betting on what I hope happens. I'm betting on what I think happens.
Bet the over, man. You got to will it.
Maybe that is your problem. That's your problem.
Hey, I haven't laid a bet in a couple weeks. So, you know, I'm just, I like talking about it and living vicariously through other people. How many preseason games you bet on?
I don't really bet on preseason games because I don't really.
Didn't you take the Hall of Fame game?
I took the Hall of Fame over. That was it. But I didn't even go with the Broncos.
Bet the over.
That was the only one. Because, again, we're not seeing any of the real stuff that we're studying right now. We're not seeing it out there on the field.
Sprinkles, do you believe that?
I mean, I'm still getting fresh into this gambling world.
I'm not.
You've tried to explain it to me. You're the guy that bets on, like, Russian ping pong and stuff.
Yeah, stupid war has really slowed that down.
Sometimes you got to cushion your next bet, man.
Yeah, that stupid war really kind of put stuff on a halt on that. Yeah. I don't. I'm just gonna say it. I don't believe that it's only been one preseason. Game.
No. Why would I bet on preseason games? Because you're not. You can't. The Broncos are not giving you the same product.
You didn't bet on the. You didn't bet on the Broncos at all.
I did not. I'm telling you.
I mean, if Brian can put together like 13 leg parlays for $2, you are betting on something.
I wish I could do what Brian does. He puts like $1 on like 87 things to happen. Like, the guy gets the front row parking heading into the game, and all of these things need to happen. He orders a diet soda with a pretzel and cheese, and then he goes and hits a home run. Like, all of these crazy things need to happen, and suddenly Brian's like, I put $1, and I won like $8,000.
He just texted me and said, quit giving terrible betting advice. Brian, let me see your recent bets. That's what I want to see.
Brian does it, throws like $1 at stuff.
That doesn't scratch the itch for me. They're like $1 bet. oh my God, a 15 leg parlay, but oh, I lost $1.
He's shaking a little bit right now, isn't he?
I've had way too much coffee.
I had a large coffee this morning.
Yeah. I haven't been in 2 days.
I got a Starbucks this morning. And
it's gone, man. You downed
it. Yeah, yeah.
Good morning, NoCo. 6 to 10 a.m. You guys have been doing a fantastic job. I do love listening to the show. I love all the insightful interviews and everything that you guys put together. But man, you guys give each other such a hard time. And every day I'm like, okay, Tanner's wrong. Oh, maybe Brian's wrong. Yeah, I don't know. Back to Tanner. Probably
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, normally it's me. Brian quit 3 times today on air, but he'll be back.
Is that a record for how many times?
Yeah, that's a new record, right? I think that's a
record number of mulligans this week.
Yeah. It was a weird
You guys
weird
do something
mood.
Strange that I'm not used to, and you leave the door open for your shows.
Dude, it's like 80 degrees in here
right
now.
I just feel like that's scary.
There's nobody here.
Yeah.
Until you pop up and scare me and I pull my hamstring.
I have to tell all your guests, I'm like, hey, be really quiet. Their door's open.
Normally we shut it when we know we have guests coming.
Oh, okay.
Here. Yeah. But
stop telling them that.
Happy Life Gardens poll question from us this morning. What would your last supper be?
I don't know. I'm not really a foodie.
It'd be cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, cherry tomatoes, fine.
Out of his garden.
I don't really think about that. I don't know.
Pizza?
There's no pizza. Food for me that I'm like, oh, I gotta have that.
Really?
No. I mean, you saw what I ate today.
Just like he didn't
turkey
bet on
sandwich.
The Broncos. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
That's what I'll eat tomorrow.
Is that what you would like on your deathbed? Or would you like a certain pizza, like a Crazy Carl's pizza?
Oh, Crazy Carl's pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah.
Sponsored on the Clay Millen Show starting on Monday.
Yeah.
For advertise Cable's Pub and Grill. We'll go over there and get us all you can eat spaghetti.
Actually, Angel said spaghetti.
I love spaghetti. I do love spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah. You would go pizza. There's no way you.
Now, pizza's starting to make me sick. My stomach.
Well, you're dying.
Tummy tummy.
This is the last time ever you're going to get to eat this. You're taking pizza.
I don't want to have a stomachache like right before I die, though. That would suck, right? Like, how soon after?
These are the serious topics that we tackle on top of the other serious topics we tackle. Good morning, NoCo, presented by Air Solutions.
I heard one of your people say biscuits and gravy. I'm pretty into that.
Yeah.
Except for there was a place you and I went not long ago, and I wanted biscuits and gravy with sausage, and they, like, mix it in, right? They just brought two little sausage patties. I'm like, I guess I do this? I have to peel this apart, and away we go. That was weird, right?
It was weird.
Okay. Maybe some kind of really elaborate biscuits and gravy dish, if it's, like, legit.
Yeah.
Did you get a text?
No.
Okay.
No. I just saw what time it is.
11:27 the time. We have talked about this far too long. You're going too easy on the Rams.
Bet the over.
You're going too easy. But again, everything that you've said is that you believe that the Rams are going to win football games. So if they win three, they're not getting over anything.
What is their over-under on the number of wins? Have you looked at that? I think did Kevin Lytle tell us yesterday?
I think it's 5.
4.5?
Oh, really?
4.5 or 3.5?
See, and that's my thing. It's over that. And if they go under that, you should say
so
it's
bet
failed.
The over. Just bet the over.
But you just, okay.
Just always bet the over, Brady.
But you're also telling me that you're cool if they don't, you expect them to do this, but you're cool if they don't.
Yeah.
So your expectations.
Vegas Insider has them at 5.5 wins.
Ooh, that's
5.5?
That's tough. That's tough. 4.5, yeah. But 5.5, that one's tough. I mean, that one's really difficult.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, 5.5, I don't think you touch.
Yeah, you want to stay away from that.
Don't touch that one.
All right, 28 minutes after the hour.
Bet the over.
Tanner, thank you so much for jumping in here and giving us some of your insight.
Thank you.
I will think about those bets. I really will.
Just the over.
28 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
It's Highland Huskies Day on 13 Days, 13 Teams. Presented in part by Cutnail Builders. Highland coverage begins at 5 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-three minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. What'd you make of all that? We got to sift through some of the interesting notes that Tanner Schwint threw out from us for us. What did you make? I feel like he's saying, you know, my expectations are that this team, CSU, can win 7 or 8 games, but I'm not going to consider it a failure if they win 4.
Yeah, I mean, I liked his point that there is a lot of hype, and that is different than expectations, because really, we don't really know what this team's going to look like.
It's true.
It's a new offense. I don't know what the defense is going to do. Obviously, new coaching staff, a couple of new players. It's going to be interesting, and the hype, fans are going to have all the hype in the world. Obviously, it's August, mid-August. Everyone has high expectations. So, realistically, I think 5-6 wins is success. Anything less than that, you do have some concern, but there is that give that, hey, it's his first year with this program.
So you would lean more to, you're going to consider it a failed season if they just don't win more games than last season.
Yes.
So win 4 games.
If you don't improve, then yeah.
I definitely need to see that. Like that, I consider if you just win 3 games, and I get it, it's the first year. Clay is a redshirt freshman, so I understand that. But I do think that the transfer portal, both positively and negatively, should change expectations. Wyoming won 7 games last year, but because of the transfer portal, the expectations for them should be a lot lower because they lost so many of those guys that were part of that or graduated guys. For CSU, they did get their Nevada guys. They got a bunch of their studs that they were planning on growing with in Nevada to come over. So, and like Clay is going to be a good quarterback. I don't know if that's going to be in 2 Saturdays against Michigan. But Middle Tennessee, I would imagine you're going to start to see it. It's going to pop out. It's going to show. I don't know. I'm not saying a bowl appearance, but I wouldn't mind. Yeah, more than 3 games. 5 wins is where I do expect this team to get over at least, or get 2.
Yeah, I mean, if they got to 5 wins going into the last game and they lose like on a field goal or something, it's understandable. You were right there. You're not quite close enough. But, hey, it's a good step in the right direction. Obviously, from last year in the Adazio era, there's not really any place you can go but up.
I mean, that's true. If you have a losing record, though, like not a losing record. If you have a worse record than last year, let's say you win 2 games.
There's
Are
concern.
We panicking? Are
Definitely
we freaking
concerned.
Out a little bit? Or are we going, no? I mean, because again, let me just put this ahead of it. It's Jay Norvell ain't going anywhere. I mean, he's there probably unless he's going to be there 3 years, even if it's a catastrophic failure. He will be there 3 years at least, which I think obviously is going to be way beyond that if he wants to stay here. I think that this team's going to ultimately win a lot of games, assuming he sticks around and grows this program the way we believe he's going to. So all this could be moot because I do think that I think that the tide is changing or turning for CSU. I think that we're on the up and up here. Things are going up high for this team, but I do think it's sooner rather than later as far as the expectations. And I think a lot of Rams fans are obviously voting at thewholeshow.com saying they don't have a winning record. So you're saying the more than a bowl game. CSU fans are saying more than a bowl game on the website. 38% now. Would that be 7 wins, right?
Yep.
So you'd be 7-6? So you're basically saying they got to win 7. That's steep to me. That's crazy
expectations. That's the borderline of whether or not this team can contend for a Mountain West title at least.
I mean, yeah. If you look at
the next couple years.
7 wins would have put, so Boise State won 7 last year. They were 3rd place in the Mountain West Mountain. You would be within a few games of being a contender, right? And because Utah State won the conference, they won the Mountain West Mountain at 11-3, 6-2 in the conference. Air Force was 2nd at 10-3, and 6-2 in the conference. So if you're CSU, you win 7. You're a couple of games away from being right there. I don't see that happening. I don't see 7, but maybe. I don't know. I'll go back and forth. But I think the expectations are I think you got to win five. All right, 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick, Angel, and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Shout out to Cables Pub and Grill. We just gave him a plug earlier. Tanner's asking me what I would eat on my deathbed. You know what? Great places like Cables Pub and Grill might be able to satisfy me. They're locally owned and operated since 1972. And what is today? Wednesday. $3 pints and personal pizzas with up to three toppings for just $7.99. I love their daily specials. All you can eat spaghetti on Monday, Burger Madness on Tuesday, the pizza $3 pint deal today, Fiesta Thursday, smothered burritos for $10.99, house margaritas for $4. You can't beat it. And the food is delicious. The drinks are amazing. The atmosphere is top notch. Tell them we sent you from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. It would be considered a failed season if the CSU Rams don't have a winning record, don't make a bowl appearance, don't win more games than last season, which was three, don't win the Mountain West title. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. Most of you that are voting, or at least the leading group, is saying you expect a winning record. So you expect seven wins for this team. All right. We'll see what happens. Drew Locke has COVID, Angel. And I've talked a lot about Drew. Fans need to give Drew Locke a break, man. They're just mean.
Leave Benny alone, please.
I think it's all, I mean, are we convinced that he really has COVID, Angel? Are we convinced? Because he was going to start tomorrow night.
Like I said, Pete Carroll might be up to some hijinks or whatever to get the other team to not prepare for Drew Locke.
You think he's messing with the Broncos still? Because this could kind of mess.
This is all a revenge scheme against the Broncos.
This is all an illusion. So you say Drew Locke has COVID, and he's out tomorrow, and then you go, oh, Geno, it was fine in that game. So we're going to go with Geno Smith to start the final preseason game or whatever they end up doing. And Denver thinks it's Geno, prepares for Geno. New head coach Nathaniel Hackett's preparing for Geno. And then, boom, Drew Locke comes out.
Game time decision? Yes.
Okay. All kidding aside, Angel, you do kind of have to. Like, is there a part of you that kind of feels bad for Drew Locke? Like, every time he gets an opportunity, something happens. And now here it is, and he's got COVID. He can't play tomorrow. He was going to start. He was named the starter for tomorrow. He was taking reps with the first unit all week. What he had showed last week was enough to give him the nod for this. But Carroll did say Geno Smith was still ahead regardless, but this would have been that opportunity for Drew Locke to pull ahead.
I think you do feel kind of bad. There's some sympathy there, but I think the better part of this story is how does he overcome this adversity?
I don't know. All kidding aside, which I do think the NFL is just, it's a giant conspiracy trying to keep Drew Locke down for some reason. I think they're afraid of how good he's going to be.
Leave Benny alone, please.
You guys just need to leave him alone, all right? People are tweeting me as soon as the news broke. They're like, your boy has COVID. And I'm like, oh, man, who? And then it was Drew. It's like, oh, this is a conspiracy. That's not real. I don't know. I mean, I said it yesterday, and I won't go all into it, but if you're Seattle, it doesn't make any sense to start Geno Smith. It just doesn't. You don't think anything's coming from this season, so you might as well throw Drew Locke out and see if he's the—I do feel like we could run last year's show August 17th on repeat, just edit out Broncos and put Seahawks in there. Because I said the same
very
crap
similar situation
about
here.
Teddy and Drew. I said
coin
the
flip.
Exact same thing. If you're going to waste your time, you're not going to be a good team anyway. You might as well just start Drew Locke and see what happens. You already know what you have in Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, you could probably go back and take August 17th show and run it back, it's the exact same spiel. Not that I'm repetitive at all, but it is the same spiel. It's great, man. All right. Bummer for Drew, if you care. Some don't. Whatever. The 53-man roster for the Broncos. What do we think that's going to look like? Big questions like, how many quarterbacks are they going to carry? What's the running back situation look like? We'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The time. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Brad texting and says, too big of a gap for CSU, the poll we're doing. Too big of a gap between don't win three and winning record for the failure label. I'd say 5+. No, it's not don't win three. It's if they don't win more than last year. So 4, right? Because they won 3. Am I wrong on that? They won.
That's how numbers work.
They won 3. They were 3-9. So you have to win more than what you did. That's the question. So 4. So it's not don't win 3. It's if they don't win 4. So it's a little bit closer to bowl season, to bowl eligible. That's 2 games away. So there you go. All right, Angel, we need to do this. Our fantasy football challenge is coming up. And the winner gets the belt, man. I mean, Dixon won the belt of greatness last year. He's the only one that's a shoe-in that gets into this thing. The arch nemesis of the show. He won this, of course, and somebody's got to dethrone him. There's no rules. We're not doing the station rules where it's like you can't win the prize if you've won it 30 days. You earn it, you win it. So we got another belt coming out. Who's going to win this year's belt? That's the thing. I know some of our Hall of Famers are in on this. I know Noob's in. I know Near Broke's in. Holyoke got in. Where's some of the other Hall of Famers? We need to get those in right now. So we do it through ESPN. ESPN.com will send you out an invite. It's free. The plan is to get together and go draft at Cable's Pub and Grill, still working on the dates and times. You don't have to be at Cable's. It's just more fun if you do. It's a blast. Set up your draft, bring your computer, your phone, whatever, and away we go. I'm going to take caller number 3. Let's take caller number 3. What I need from them, Angel, I need their first and last name, a way to contact them even outside of email, and then an email address. Pretty easy. So we want to get you rocking and rolling, get you in this year's Fantasy Football Challenge. It's going to be a blast. Dixon won it last year. You're going to be participating, right?
I've never done fantasy before.
You've never done it before?
Oh.
Okay, you got to be careful because Dixon is mean to people that aren't active in their fantasy
leagues. I'll be active. Okay. I have no idea what the draft process is like, you pick where. This will be interesting.
Running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks.
So don't take a quarterback first overall.
I don't know. If Lamar Jackson makes himself available to me, I'm going to draft. Yes. Yes, I'm absolutely taking the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment first. If he's there when I'm up.
You can have him.
Unless I'm first overall, then it's like Derrick Henry or...
Apparently Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. If he can stay healthy, though, Devontae Adams would be a good type of pick. I would say you want to go, and I got to decide whether we're doing a yard, like per catch. I don't know what that's called. Yards per catch league. I don't know what PPR. There it is. I don't know if we're going to do that yet. I'm not sure. But if that changes things, that changes to where maybe you want to go wide receiver. All right. So we got caller number 3 getting in on the fantasy football challenge. It's going to be fun, man. I cannot wait. We do this every single year. We've grown it every single year, but only like 14 people get in, 14 or 15 people. So because I'm in and the winner from last year is in, and then I know Angel's going to be in. I know Tanner's going to be in. We have to have Tanner in talking trash. So it's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. To win the belt of glory, call right now and get... We'll do another one, too. We got to fill this up, like, this week, dude. So we got to fill it up. Get another caller. Let's get him in. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Again, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. It would be considered a fail season if the CSU Rams don't have a winning record, don't make a bowl, don't win more games than last season, or don't win the Mountain West title. Still, a large number of listeners are voting on don't have a winning record. That's beyond the bowl game. That's beyond that. So I'm kind of shocked to think that the expectations here. Yeah, 36% say don't have a winning record. 29% say don't make a bowl. 29 tied now with don't win more games than last season. 4% are very realistic. Don't win a Mountain West title. But seriously, 4% expects CSU to win the Mountain West title. That's crazy. That's a crazy situation. All right. When we come back, too, we got to get to the lunch rush. I'm going to have Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. And I'm just going to ask Mark. I'm going to say, hey, get me excited about the Buffs. Talk to us about the Buffs. Give us a few key bullet points that we can really glean onto and learn about this team to hype up just a little bit. Give me something. So Mark's going to do that on the other side. I'll have Kevin Lytle on today, actually, at 1:15, so more Rams talk from him. He was at this morning's scrimmage. They have their CSU Media Day tomorrow. So, you know, I know that they've changed how they're going to do things. I'll update you guys on that. So much more to talk about. So little time. The lunch rush is coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, live from the Allo Communications Studios.